American City Business Journal has crunched the numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics for 72 jobs across 107 metropolitan areas nationwide. The results for Honolulu confirm what we all anecdotally know to be true. Think of nearly any white-collar occupation, and its average pay in Honolulu is lower than the national average. Sometimes it's a little. Urban planners here make about 2% less. Sometimes it's a lot. Personal financial planners here earn on average nearly 34% less. That job, along with marketing managers and sales managers, face the greatest discrepancy, all earning about a third less. Some professions do quite well here. Real estate brokers in Honolulu earn on average nearly twice as much as their mainland counterparts. Real estate sales agents, two-thirds as much. Count among the lucky, college administrators, registered nurses, insurance agents, and a few other professions who all see higher earnings here. Our analysis also factors in the cost of living to figure out what those salaries can buy. The paradise tax is as real as ever. That is, the effect of Honolulu's cost of living on purchasing power. Honolulu dentists, for example, average $181,000 a year, but their locally adjusted purchasing power drops to about $146,000 when our cost of living is compared to the national average, a hit of 19%. In other cities, the opposite is true. Dentists in Charlotte, North Carolina earn $271,000, but that city is so affordable, comparatively, it's like earning almost $290,000. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.